This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
I think what we see on stage with Joe Biden, Jake, is very clearly a cognitive decline.
Okay.
That's what I'm referring to. It makes me uncomfortable.
This is so amazing. It's so amazing to me
and try and figure out an answer.
A cognitive decline.
Well, you're trying to tell me that what I was suggesting was
I think that you were mocking his stutter.
I think you were mocking his stutter.
And I think you have absolutely no standing to diagnose somebody's cognitive decline. I would think that somebody in the Trump family would be more sensitive to people who do not have medical licenses diagnosing politicians from afar.
In our 2020 lead today, President Trump's niece, who is a clinical psychologist, is calling on the American Psychiatric Association to drop the so-called Goldwater Rule, which bars mental health professionals from diagnosing public figures that they have not examined in person. Mary Trump says that psychiatrists, quote, know what's wrong with my uncle. And she says it's time they tell voters. And Mary Trump joins us now. She's also the author of Too Much and Never Enough, How My Family Created the World's Most Dangerous Man.
Well, amazingly, that is the topic of our poll today. How much of Jake Tapper's book about Joe Biden's decline will you read? Your options are 0% or literally any other percent. Joe Concha is our guest right now.
That's funny.
Hey, Joe.
Zero
how you doing?
One, huh?
0 or 1% plus any more percent than that.
Wow. I say to your 99% chance that you buy my book, The Greatest Comeback Ever, inside Donald Trump's Big Beautiful Campaign, or buy my first book, which was called Come On Man, The Truth About Joe Biden's Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Presidency, that I wrote 3 years ago. Three. All right. About Joe Biden's cognitive decline. And I didn't need White House sources to come to that conclusion. I needed, you know, sight, hearing, sobriety, and sanity just to observe the man during the 2020 campaign. Forget the debate in 2024. and the fact that his brain turned applesauce some time ago, and now we have the media patting itself on the back saying, hey, we're covering the story now. Well, you know, to quote John McClane in Die Hard, welcome to the party, pal. We've been talking about this for years.
I love it. The fact that you literally wrote the book on this, because that's what we've been talking about all day. It's just so ridiculous. I mean, there's big news today, but I just can't get over. Joe, there's a segment we do every Friday called The Be or Not The Be, which we take articles that are real, and then we mix them in with articles from the Babylon Bee, and we just read the headline, and everybody in the room's got to decide, are they real or are they fake? If you had told me a year ago, or even recently, more recently than that, that Jake Tapper, after watching him for 4 years, was going to come out with a book on how the media was hiding this, I would have said for sure that's the Bee.
Right. That's totally B. Because you heard that interview he did with Laura Trump in 2020, where Laura, you know, basically was saying that this guy is clearly going through a cognitive decline and he can't be anywhere near the Oval Office. And Jake Tapper, not just pushed back, but did so in a Jake Tapper fashion that is patently pious and completely condescending. He says, "You know it's a stutter, right?" Well, that's interesting. You know, my dad had a stutter, and my aunt currently has a stutter that she tries to work through. So I'm not bashing people with stutters. But at last check, the side effects of a stutter don't include talking to world leaders who have been dead for decades, doesn't include not knowing how to get off a stage, doesn't include falling off bikes or falling up the stairs at Air Force One, doesn't include not remembering the names of your own cabinet members, and doesn't include, if you're the president of the United States, needing hand-picked reporters given to you on a list that you can only call upon, and if you call anybody else, then you have to say this mandatory line, "Oh, you're going to get me in trouble." Overall, everybody knew what happened to Joe Biden years ago. It was obvious, and now anybody who's – I can't hear cover-up, by the way, anymore, because that was the worst cover-up of all time. I don't want to hear bombshell, because we knew this, guys. We've been talking about this. But it is dominating the news today, and unfortunately Tapper's going to make a boatload of money off of this from all the free publicity, and it's a whole bowl of wrong because he led the cabal that denied that Joe Biden was in decline.
I mean, we're totally falling into this. This is YouTube's live chat poll today is about the book. I mean, it's just so ridiculous. Yes, he's getting a ton of free press, but do you think that he knows how ridiculous it is? He's like, "I don't care. I'm going to make $1 million on this book."
I think that he'd have to have shame and integrity. And those two things are at a premium in the Tapper, orifice. So that's where we're at this point. I don't think he cares. I think, you know, he makes a lot of money with CNN already. So, you know, how many yachts can you water ski behind? We're going to quote Wall Street now. But overall, yeah, I don't think he cares. I think in his bubble, that bubble over at CNN, he's being told he did a great job. And when Fox reached out to CNN to say, "Hey, doesn't he look kind of like a liar and a hypocrite in this situation?" We didn't ask it that way, in a more professional way. They said, "No, Jake has been reporting on Joe Biden's cognitive decline for years." You're like, okay, show me an example. Just show me one example. It doesn't exist.
Yeah, I'm looking at an article right now written in Breitbart about you. I think talking about your book. The title of the article, if you didn't know this was out there, is FNC's Concha, CNN, Tapper trying to rewrite history, profit off Biden book, which is what we're talking about today. And it, from an outside perspective, if you're just tuning into conservative talk radio, you're like, "Oh, they're talking about this. Here we go." But this is really more important than just, "Oh, Jake Tapper is such a hypocrite." The phrase that I grabbed there, because I'm like, that's very true, is they're trying to rewrite history here.
That's the thing. And it was the same thing with, you know, the Hunter Biden laptop, for example. And you got to see, you know, Brian Stelter, right? You know, I guess you can put Humpty Dumpty back together, despite the book that I've written to my kid. He would say, like, you know, back in 2020, this is a right-wing media story. This is obviously a product of Russia. He said all these things. It's on tape. Like, literally, you could just play it back for him and say, "You said this." And he would say, "Nope, never said it. I was asking questions." Like, that's always the thing, right? I was asking questions. I want to make sure that I understood the story. They could get away with this like they did with COVID, coming from a lab in Wuhan where everybody was called a conspiracy theorist. If you actually thought that, God forbid, a coronavirus came from a lab that studies coronaviruses at the origin of COVID. Yeah, you know, that's kind of a logical conclusion at this point. It's like if there was a chocolate outbreak in Hershey, Pennsylvania, where do you think the chocolate came from? Maybe the friggin' chocolate factory. You ever think of that, guys? So overall, yeah, I think this rewriting of history, they try it, but social media is the great equalizer, especially X. They get called out for it. Stelter has all these clips out now talking about how great the reporting is around Biden's cognitive decline now because of this book. And then people just are sending him clips over and over again. "Here's what you said. Here's what you reported at the time. You're a liar." So I think while they try to get away with it, radio shows like this and social media on X make sure that it doesn't happen. And that's what makes it a wonderful place.
Hey, Joe, this is Brad, by the way. You were saying, like just there at the end there, you were talking about how the radio shows and X have countered back this. Can the old media, can they actually ever win back the integrity that they had, or is that gone forever now?
Oh, Brad, it's a great question. And thanks, guys, for putting up with this horrible cold or whatever I have going on right now.
Well, that's what Annie's got, too. That's why she's not here, so.
Oh, Annie, too. Okay, yeah, yeah. It's going around. You're in St. Louis. I'm in Jersey, but this thing is airborne, no question. So sorry if my voice is a little bit off. But, yeah, Brad, to answer your question, it's kind of like if you were cheated on over and over and over again by the same girlfriend or the same boyfriend, and they say, no, you got to trust me this time. It's going to be different. It's not going to be different. No one trusts the media anymore. Let's put it this way. The two entities that are polling lowest in terms of approval are the Democratic Party and the media, right? Where they're polling below the approval of gas station sushi, which if you've had... Trust me, that's not something that you'll trust very often. It's gas station, it's sushi, it's fish. It's probably not very fresh. The point is, I don't think they ever win anybody back. I think now it's a matter of everybody just tries to find their little niche in terms of like the AOC brand, right? Like AOC is popular and she has these great rallies for a very small part of the Democratic Party that's very, very far left. I think then CNN's going to appeal to those on the left, MSNBC to the far left, New York Times, same thing. Fox News, at least, we have a news division where we report things fairly and accurately through the Brett Baiers and the Harris Faulkners and the Bill Hemmers of the world. But we also have an opinion side that, yes, does lean right. Of course, I'm making a very obvious statement. But in the end, at least we have some balance. These other places are just going to full bore to the left and just take in how many people they can get and just say, all right, good enough. They don't care about the truth. They just care about serving the Democratic Party now at this point, unfortunately.
Joe Concha on with us, Fox News contributor, but also the author. We talked about the first book a little bit. Let's talk about your new book, The Greatest Comeback Ever, Inside Trump's Big Beautiful Campaign. It is available now. We talked about this, well, we, as in Annie, I'm usually in the room, but she's talking to you. We talked about this book with you, you know, the last couple weeks, I think. And one of the things you mentioned that I was listening to that I thought, oh, I'd really like to know more about that, is that you talked to President Trump. And he is, you know, completely aware of you. He I don't know if you'd call him a fan or not, but that'd be cool if you did. But he was willing to sit down and talk with you about the greatest comeback in American political history. I mean, that's cool just to be able to talk to the guy.
Yeah, he's a funny guy. I don't know what to say. I mean, in the book, we talked about the Al Smith dinner and how Kamala Harris blew it off, right, and sent a video instead, and she got booed out of the room in Manhattan, which is hard to do. But Trump, like, killed it that night, right? He said, you know, Democrats keep telling me that there are more than two genders, and I didn't believe them until I met Tim Walz. I mean, that's funny.
It is good.
Like, boom, the delivery was perfect. That's the first time I've been into Manhattan in some time where I wasn't served a subpoena. That's funny, right? So when I spoke to him, I it was a little bit more of a serious interview, of course, but what I wanted to talk about, guys, was the first assassination attempt and why he got up. When he was down, he knows he's hit. There's blood on his face, Secret Service on top of him. I know what I would do. I would say, get me the hell out of here. I'll keep my head down. You guys all cover me and throw me in the back of the first car. I know myself. I would just do that. I know it sounds cowardly, but I know myself. Donald Trump, however, said, and he told me this during the interview, I said, so what made you want to reemerge and stand above your Secret Service when there could be a second shooter? You don't know if you're completely safe. He said, I knew my family was watching. My youngest son was watching. My wife was watching. The country was watching. And I knew if I went on that stretcher on the stage, and I never heard there was a stretcher before, but apparently there was, and that was the first time I ever heard that. He revealed that in the interview. They wanted me to go on the stretcher. I said, no way in hell am I going on that thing. I'm walking off here. I'm showing strength. I'm showing this movement won't be stopped, and I wanted to let my family know and the country know that I was okay, and we're going to keep moving forward. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I wouldn't have done that, but you did. And that's what makes the book special, because you're going to hear some things and read some things. My 9-year-old, I'll leave it here because I know this is a long answer, said to me, Daddy, why would anybody buy the book when they know the ending? I go, you know, the kid has a good point. You know, we know he wins, right? Smart kid. He gets A's. And I said, well, we watched Titanic a week or two ago, which we did, and we knew Titanic was going down before the film, but we still watched it because we want to know the how and the why and the backstory. And that's what this book gives, the how and the why and the backstory, because the Trump campaign gave me incredible access. I was on the plane. I interviewed the president. I was backstage at rallies, including one in Wildwood, New Jersey, where I thought security was horrible. And sure enough, 2 months later, the president was nearly killed. So I think that's why you buy the book, because you're going to find out the hows and the whys in terms of what happened during this incredible campaign, which we will never see again in our lifetimes. That I do know.
Yeah, it's very true what you said about even Titanic. I mean, we just watched the movie Miracle last week, and it's the same. You know,
Russell.
Yeah, we know the end of the movie, but my kids have never seen it, and so we just wanted to watch it. It's the same here where, yeah, we know President Trump wins, but we're in the middle of this right now. I mean, this is, in a sense, we have, I'm sure you have a nice, you know, ending to the book because, yes, it's about the campaign, the big, beautiful campaign, but But we're still in the midst of this as a nation. You know, we're barely halfway through the Trump presidency of 8 years anyway. And I wonder, Joe, if we're in a moment, you know, you having access, you probably have a little more insight into this. If we're in a moment in history right now that people really will be looking back on and looking back at books like yours, The Greatest Comeback Ever, and saying, I want to know more about that period in history. It feels like we're there.
Yeah, we are there. It's such a great observation. Do you guys have a heart out, by the way?
Sorry. No, you're good.
Okay, good. Anyway. Yeah, look at what's gone on over the last week with this president, for example, just as a microcosm. Let's see. Secures a trade deal with the UK. Better trade deal. A better trade deal with China. Edon Alexander, Jersey guy like me, he's coming home. Last American hostage. Now he's freed. We have ceasefires between India and Pakistan, which really could have been messy because they have nuclear weapons and hate each other, so that's good. Obviously, now we have the investment from Saudi Arabia, $600 billion. We have another $1.2 trillion coming in from Qatar. And just all these wins, incredible, 99% drop in border crossings without one inch of wall being built in addition to what's there. I could go on and on, but if he passes this big, beautiful bill in Congress and through the Senate, which looks like that will happen, and then the tariff trade war he ends up winning, you tell me, what do Democrats run on exactly besides we think men should play against women, man, in sports, and we voted against the Laken Riley Act? I don't know. And that's a party that's going to be in big trouble for a long time. When AOC is considered one of your top nominees for 2028, she could lose 51 states, which mathematically is impossible. It could happen.
Well, hold on. Canada's not made up their mind yet.
Well,
so.
Greenland,
point.
Yeah.
I'll take Canada. You got three teams left in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, don't tell us about that. Winnipeg beat us in Game 7. We're not
happy. Oh, the Blues. That's right. You got your Stanley Cup a couple years ago. You got that monkey off your back. So good for you guys. I love your uniforms. They're the best.
Thank you. We agree. We wanted more than one Stanley Cup, though. Let me ask you this before we...
Was it more than one?
Well, we only have one. We just want more than one.
Yeah. Oh, I understand. Yes, of course. I'm like, yeah. They never won one before. Okay, good. I used to be a sports writer, so I almost felt embarrassed. But thank you for that. All right, move on.
I actually need to pay attention more to the Stanley Cup playoffs. I have just completely disengaged after Game 7. I was so mad.
I'm a Devils fan. Trust me. Once your team's out,
yeah,
you're out.
Right? And I can't decide whether to root for the team that beats me or not, because I want them to die. But I also am like, yeah, but that would prove that we're pretty good if they win. So let me ask you this before we run. And we have no timeout, so take as much time as you need here.
Awesome.
But the one story, I was looking at this morning, the story that's not really being reported enough is how much, because the tariff thing is a huge story. Everybody's talking about tariffs.
Yeah.
So much investment has been at least committed. We don't know if it'll all pan out. I mean, hopefully it will. But there are so many companies committing billions and billions of dollars, sometimes tens of billions, hundreds of billions, half a trillion at times with Apple. That is going to change the economy of the nation. And that is just not being talked about, right, Joe?
No, not at all. And it's, again, our media ignores the good stuff about Trump and concentrates on the plane. He was given a plane. It's going to be bugged. It's going to be Air Force One standards take years for a plane like that to become Air Force One, well beyond Trump being in office. And it's going to his library anyway. So they focus on literally the shiny object. But you talk about SoftBank, you talk about Apple, you talk about all these companies are saying we're going to invest in America. Again, that means more jobs. And here's why, if you read the book, at one point in October 17th, I want to say the day was, I'm on Sean Hannity's TV show, and I declare that Donald Trump's going to win. He's going to win easily. Play back the tape if I'm wrong. I literally said this. This is how this ends. And Sean's like, wow, you're awfully bullish. Everybody says this will be close. I go, it won't be close. It will be in the sense where he's going to win a couple of swing states by 1 or 2 points, but overall, you're going to know who won by early Wednesday morning. And sure enough, I was right. And look, again, I thought the Chiefs would beat the Eagles in the Super Bowl, so I'm not very good at predictions, so fine. No problem. I like the Battle Hawks to win the UFL championship, but that's another one.
Right.
Another.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, my team. Trust me, I love Beck. He's awesome. But anyway, I'm going off on a tangent. The point is, the reason why I knew this was because the Teamsters had this poll that showed that Joe Biden was up by 10 points over Donald Trump. Okay, I get it. He's like the union guy, whatever. He leaves. They put in Kamala. Trump by 30 over Kamala among the Teamsters.
Wow.
which means auto workers, U.S. Steel, restaurant workers, they're with him also. They lose that vote. They lose the black vote to the degree that they did. Latino vote. What's left? The childless, you know, cat ladies. Like, that's it. Like, who's going to vote for Kamala? And sure enough, that's how it turned out. So, yeah, we're witnessing a moment in time here with Donald Trump. The second 100 days where Democrats could be put out to pasture for many, many years because I don't know who their leader is. I don't know who they're going to put up. You got Pete Buttigieg growing beards. It's all bad. Trust me.
Joe, I said that was the last question, but hopefully I'm not keeping you too long here.
No,
but,
keep going.
But you, in your book, last question about your book here.
Okay.
The greatest comeback ever. I'm plugging it for you because I really think this is a cool topic. And the fact that you got to sit with him. When you talked with him and you talked about that moment, the shot heard around the world, whatever you want to call it, is he a different guy after that? I mean, did you get that sense?
Yeah. Oh, totally. I was at the RNC in Milwaukee 2 days after this happened, which is incredible. Again, that's what the book kind of like encapsulates. You forget he was shot on a Saturday, and he's at the RNC on a Monday with a big ear bandage. And he has his granddaughter on his lap, right? And he's happy. And you see Trump smile a lot more. During the 2020 campaign, he didn't smile a lot because how can you? Everybody was miserable because of COVID. In a fair fight, if there's no COVID, Donald Trump waxes Joe Biden completely off the floor because the economy was good and we had peace. So you have those two things as an incumbent, you're going to win, right? But he couldn't run the rallies he wanted to, couldn't run the campaign he wanted to. Now he appreciated where he was. Right. As far as like, I survived this assassination attempt. I'm about to be the nominee again, third time in a row. And if I get back to the Oval Office, I could do the things I really wanted to do my first term. But now I have a team around me, my cabinet, that will make sure that happens when I didn't have that the first time around. Or I didn't have Mitch McConnell as the Senate Majority Leader, for example, or Paul Ryan as the House, as far as the Speaker of the House. So he has his team. He has his agenda. He knows what to do. He's not picking the small fights anymore with the media and all that stuff. Confident guy, happy guy. After the assassination, you saw that at the RNC and moving forward with McDonald's, the garbage truck. I mean, you could tell who was winning by who was having fun. Trump was. Mm-hmm. Kamala, not so much. Campaigning with Liz Cheney. That's your closing argument. Wow. Oof. What a dumb campaign that was.
And it's still true. I mean, it's nice to be able to be on the winning side. Of course, you're having more fun when you're on the winning side, but it is evident to everybody watching politics that the Republicans are having more fun right now than Democrats.
Yeah. Isn't that weird? Because Republicans were the stuffy old white guys, right? Richest 1%.
Right.
Now, Democrats are the richest 1%, the party of war, the party of censorship, the party of all these things that Americans don't like. And Republicans are like the cool ones. And all I remember is Tom Brady back in 2016 had a MAGA hat in his locker. And a reporter saw it and tried to shame him, like, what are you doing with that? Are you going to apologize for having that MAGA hat? And Brady's like, I was at an event. It was given to me. It's in my locker. No big deal. He played it off, which was, you know, the smart thing to do at the time. Now you see NFL players doing the MAGA dance, LPGA MAGA dance, people wearing. I was in Beverly Hills last week for a speech. They're wearing MAGA hats in Beverly Hills.
Wow.
And Trump won Beverly Hills by 5 points, which is insane in California. So, yeah, it's a different world. The culture is changing and Democrats have no answers right now. And I don't know who that person is to come forward who J.B. Pritzker, Illinois, not too far from you guys, Jackie Gleason, or whoever you want to call him, that guy, he's going to bring you forward, Fred Flintstone? I don't think so. Fred Flintstone, I like that better.
No, man, Jackie
that's
Gleason.
Great.
I mean, that's definitely not going to win over the youth vote like we were just talking about. But
no, the fat vote maybe, but not the youth vote. I didn't mean that.
No,
sorry.
You're good. Joe Concha, I really appreciate just everything that you do, and I'm glad I got to talk to you today. Unfortunately, Annie is out, but thank you for making time for us anyway.
This was like a podcast. We went like a Rogan kind of long time. So
yeah,
the,
you just want to come back in
it.
The next hour and do another 30 minutes? Is that cool?
Yeah, I'll co-host. Why not?
Sure. All right.
You gotta
sounds
pay
good.
Me, of course. Talk to your program director.
I will.
Kidding.
I will.
Now I got to do another thing. But guys, let's do this next week, all right?
That sounds great.
Fun.
Joe Concha, awesome. Appreciate your time. And again, his book is The Greatest Comeback Ever, Inside Trump's Big Beautiful Campaign, available now. And you see him on Fox News all the time, Joe Concha. Well, when we come back, I don't know. Should we talk about a possible conspiracy theory here? I'm reading a story from the New York Times. So, it's from several sources. So I did my research on this. And if you want to stick around and see what this is about, I encourage you to do so because it's a really crazy story from a former George H.W. Bush official. I got your attention? All right, we'll stick around.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Cool talking with Joe Concha. Has he ever done stand-up? Because he is really fast. He's quick and funny.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
I was looking up his bio, and I was trying to find if he had ever done it. It just says that he is a media and political columnist, which means he's a writer.
Yeah.
I mean, I already knew this, but I was trying to find, like, did he try this in the past? Like, yeah. Kilmeade has said before that he did, I don't know how long he tried it, but that he was trying to become a stand-up comedian for a while. And I don't know. You know, if he really stuck with it. But you can tell that he really appreciates talking to really good comedians mm-hmm. when he has them on. And I Joe Concha seems like that kind of guy.
Yeah, I think he could do it if he wanted to. But he's got his own thing going on. Maybe he wants to, maybe he doesn't, you know. Tyrus does a great job with stand up, you know. Seen his show.
Yeah, his route is so unique.
Oh yeah.
I mean, to be where he's at now. It's funny, though, because I think I get more people mentioning the people we talk
yes.
to than I used to anyway. I mean, it's obviously people come up to us and they know that what we do on the show and they like certain aspects of
yeah.
things. But more than ever, people will mention to me, oh, I love it when you talk to Joe Concha or Tyrus specifically
yeah.
or the comedians of Gutfeld. People
yeah.
really love
yeah.
those guys.
Yeah. Joe DeVito was on Friday and, you know, Friday night, Terry and I went to his show, and
you get to go to all. You don't like.
Listen,
we don't have our Friday nights.
Yeah,
open.
If you had your Friday nights open,
I totally. Go.
I would absolutely. You know, Ron would hook you up. You would be able to go. They would make sure you would have a spot to go see the show. You know, these Gutfeld comedians sell out these places. It is wild. You go to the show, and usually Terry and I, because it's Streets of St. Charles or Westport. You know, that's a little bit more of a drive for her and I because we, like you, we live over in Illinois. So we'll go to the second show of the night. And you'll get there and people start lining up. And so I want to make sure that I get there in time so I can be in the front of the line so I can get a good seat. Because
you can get tickets ahead of time, though, right?
Yeah, you get tickets
your
ahead of time.
Your situation's a little different.
Well, you get tickets ahead of time, but it's general admission.
Oh, okay.
So gotcha. So you want to get there and make sure, like, you can sit.
Do you like sitting up front?
I like sitting up front. The only comedian that ever said anything to me was
Jamie Lissow?
No, it was the one right before, like that used me as a bit.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't know this.
It was, what's his name? The guy that did the Trump impression.
Jonathan Kite?
Yes.
Oh, he did?
He saw me.
Oh, I didn't know this.
Yeah, he's like, all right, who's out there drinking? And I look down at my Diet Pepsi, and he's like, this guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear that story.
Yeah, and then he made fun of me a little bit. And it's like, that's the first time. And
Jamie Lissa, he didn't, not, so all of us went to Lissa.
Yeah, Lissa's great.
And he, I don't think that he called us out specifically.
No.
But he did, now, he did because he was on the show.
Right.
We said, oh, because you and Annie had already seen him. I hadn't at that point.
Yeah.
And you guys said, oh, we saw you last time you were in town. And he said after that show that we were rattling him a little bit because we had heard that, that set. And he's like, I had to really dig deep and make sure that I did not repeat anything, which a good comedian can do. A written out comedian, they're going to stick with what they do over and over. But a lot of these guys, they riff so well that they're able to just pull and go and pull and go and pull and go. And that's the ones that I really like talking to in studio.
Yeah, and I also like whenever you go to a show and you'll see that they're like, all right, I'm going to try some new stuff here. And I love when a comedian tries out new stuff because it's a little edgy. Sometimes it's a little like not polished, but it's still, it hits. You get the idea. You know what they're going for. They haven't perfected the delivery. And sometimes whenever they perfect their delivery, they lose a little bit of the organic nature of the joke.
That you can tell that they're enjoying it more.
Yeah. And when they start hitting it, it's like you're sitting down, like kind of like whenever you and I are having a conversation and Annie's in here and we all just start cracking up. It feels more like that, which makes it really cool to be that close to a comedian, because then it feels like, oh, this is my buddy.
This is new stuff.
Yeah. And it's like, this is my buddy, and we're just having a conversation, and it's great. So,
is that what Joe DeVito did?
That's what he did on that show that I went to. It was really cool.
He was trying out stuff?
Yeah, he was doing some new stuff, man.
I know that you told me a little bit right before we came into this of one of the jokes.
Yeah, I'm not telling that joke on there.
So he was going out.
Yeah, it's like it was great, and he went extra long, and it was, you know, like it's like kind of like he looked around and he's like, all right, we're all in this together, guys, let's do this. And it was an amazing show, and I love that.
You've seen him before though.
Yes,
right?
I've seen him every time he comes in, and I, like you were saying, Jamie Lissa was a little rattled or whatever.
Well, I mean, we wouldn't have known it.
I didn't know.
He told us that.
Like, I wouldn't have noticed that anyway. Joe DeVito doesn't repeat any of his stuff. I mean, maybe he does one or two jokes or whatever, but it is like you go in there and it's funny every time. You're not gonna be like, oh yeah, I heard this bit or anything like that. It was fantastic.
A little behind the scenes. So that was just Friday that Joe DeVito was here. Gosh, Friday. It seems like so long ago.
Yeah.
He was here and we knew he was coming in, of course, because we had already booked him. He was here for shows. And the odd thing is that Yakov Smirnoff was also here at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And he was doing press, you know, and they had appeared, I think Joe DeVito and Yakov had appeared on Fox 2 that morning together. And so they were here and we were like, oh no, but their shows were at the same time. And so we're like, well, we got to talk to Joe because we know Joe.
Well, yeah.
But yeah, it was weird like having to say, well, Yakov Smirnoff's like a big name too. And he wanted to come on, but we're like, but we don't really know. We had to kind of make the decision with
Joe's
the guy.
Joe's our guy.
Yeah, Joe's our guy. But I wanted to point this out too, because online here, Frank says that he went to see Tom Shalhoub, who's been in studio with us too.
Tom Shalhoub's great.
And Frank says, Tom Shalhoub pointed me out at the Funny Bone for being one of the only unmarried persons in the building. What was that like? Did he go long on that? Frank, let us know. But anyway, I wanted to, like, I know we went way off topic here. And I'm going to get to this just because I said I was going to. And I'm going to stick to those teases. I'm going to do it. Bush official. This comes from the New York Post. Bush official claims the U.S. built a secret $21 trillion underground city for rich and powerful people to live if a near extinction event happens. Have you heard anything about this?
No. Who says this?
New York Post.
So this is...
I looked this lady up. She legit was the HUD director, the assistant HUD director under George W. Bush for about 2 years.
When did they
George H. W. Bush,
when did
sorry.
They say they built this?
Her name is Catherine Austin Fitz, Assistant Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, 1989 to 1990. She made the shocking allegations during an appearance on Fox News host, former Fox News host Tucker Carlson's podcast recently.
Okay.
Although it says in the article, there's no concrete evidence to support her claim. She was in a position to know some of these things. And she says that she first began investigating this report after seeing that the Army had a $6.5 trillion unsupported adjustment in spending. And she goes, wait a minute. And she said this was
$6.5 trillion?
Yes. $6.5 trillion. I know. That's why this is like, what? Because this isn't just some rando. She was there. She says there was a $6.5 trillion basically random like line item.
Yeah.
And she goes, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait
a minute. What this money for?
She says, quote, given the Army's $122 billion budget, $122 billion is their whole budget, that meant that this one unsupported adjustment, as they call it, was 54 times bigger than the spending authorized by Congress. So she assumed, oh, this actually is supposed to say $6.5 billion.
Right.
She's like, it's just a mistype.
It's a rounding error.
So she, no, not quite that. So she looked it up and she said, wait a minute. No, this actually is $6.5 trillion. So she started looking into this, and according to Fitz, who worked as an investment banker before joining Bush's administration, that money was used to fund the development of what she described as an underground base, city infrastructure, and transportation system that has been kept hidden from the public.
Right, like I'm breaking news here, guys.
What do you make of that?
You ever seen The Kingsman?
No.
Yeah. Okay. So the premise of the first Kingsman movie is that there's this like independent, you know, secret agency, the Kingsman, and this rich billionaire tycoon says the world, global warming is going to destroy the world. So he invents this tone that makes people go crazy and kill one another. And then he goes around.
Like a cool movie.
Yeah. To cull the population. And then he goes around to all these rich people to try to get them to agree to this. And then he has his own bunker set up in this mountain. And you watch these movies, it's kind of fantastical because it's a spy movie, and it's like if somebody told me The Kingsman was a comic book, I would believe them. It might just be a regular book. I haven't looked into that. I love the movies and the series. But I always look at that stuff and I go, what if?
What if?
And that's exactly what you're describing there. Now, I don't know how accurate this is. I you know, you hear some stuff on podcasts and stuff like that, and you go, I don't know. But it is fascinating. And like, it's also close enough to being real that if you found out it was real, you go, checks out. Like, you wouldn't be like, there's no way. What makes this so intriguing is, I could actually see this being real.
If this were just an investigative journalist, I'd say, "Who you don't know." But she was in the HUD office, and she goes on. I mean, this actually gets a little bit deeper than that. I was going to stop there, but I might as well now. She told Tucker Carlson that she spent 2 years researching where the, not $6.5 trillion, but $21 trillion total, because that was just one item she found.
Wow.
It was part of a bigger budget that she found. There was $21 trillion. She was looking to see where it had gone, alleging that she had uncovered evidence that there are 170 secret facilities in the U.S. alone, underground facilities.
So they built multiple ones.
Explaining that she had a team of investigators within her office combing through all the data and all the allegations on these underground bases in order to make a guess as to how many might exist. She alleges that several of these bases are located beneath oceans, not just underground, but that most of them are within the boundaries of the U.S. or our ocean boundaries as well.
Yeah.
We systematically went through and tried to guess or estimate, this is totally a guess, she says, of how many underground bases there are, both underground in the United States, but also underground around the oceans of the United States. And our estimate was 170 with a transportation network connecting them. I mean, what? Wow.
See, the more you read into that, with the more details I go, I don't know.
I mean, she's, I agree with you, except that she has the credentials. This was her stuff. I mean, that's budgets, that's housing, urban development. That's coming from, that's why she's seeing it, is because that's the position she had.
She has the credentials. It's the government, and the government wouldn't lie to you, would they, Ryan?
Now you're asking the questions.
They wouldn't lie to you.
Now you're asking.
Here's somebody who worked in the government wouldn't lie to you, would they?
Here's the main reason I don't trust that this is true, because you have a guy in office right now who would hear about that.
Go, what's this?
And no. That's not the way he would do it. The way he would do it, he'd go, oh, yeah, 170 underground cities all with a connection between them. Oh, that's crazy. I can't believe all this stuff that's going on. And he'd just be talking about Doge, or he'd be talking about the Middle East. Yeah, I just got back from Syria. It's been an amazing trip. Talked to the leader of Saudi Arabia. Not a lot of underground cities there. I heard about all the underground cities we have here.
Casually.
We got like 170 of them. They don't have those there, though. They spend their money a little bit smarter than we do. That's why we're doing Doge. You know, this is the reason we're doing Elon Musk. Great guy, Starlink. Really good guy. He went on me on that trip. We just weren't looking at a lot of stuff. We're really looking to bring some investment back with these tariffs. Like, he would just drop it in a way that you go, wait a minute, what did you just say?
Everybody stop. Go back.
Yeah, and he's never done that. So I just, if any of the conspiracy theories are true, he would spill the beans in some way about them, and it's why I don't think we know anything about aliens or Bigfoot or anything else, because he'd just be out there mentioning it.
Yeah, because he isn't talking about it. That isn't a real thing for us.
Right. Or the other option is that these are things, but they're just not telling him. So we got to root out the deep state who's been holding these things, and that's a bigger issue, because in his first term, we know for sure that there were military operations and General Milley and all these people that were withholding things from him. So it's possible that he doesn't know about some of this stuff. But the people he's got in charge now, they're rooting that out. And by the end of this 4 years, if we don't know anything about the underground cities by then, okay, I'll say it doesn't exist. This is the Manny Fry Show. Annie is out today with a very sore throat. We hope she's back tomorrow. We will be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Tell me whether this is cool or uncool.
It's cool. The song, right?
No.
Oh.
I used to have a CD. Now, this song was on the CD. But this dates me because it was a CD.
Jock Jams.
No. Although it's close to that.
Okay.
I had a CD that I made that I pulled all kinds of songs from different CDs. I probably
like
downloaded
Ryan's Wild Mixtape.
Yeah, this is back in 2003 or something. No, it was a little bit before that because I was in college. and I just called it Arena. And it had every song on it that I could think of that was like a crowd pump-up song.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It wasn't for me to be pumped up. It was just that I thought it was a fun CD to have. And that one was on it for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And so was Who Let the Dogs Out, which was pretty new at that time.
Okay.
Y'all Ready for This?
Yeah.
That one. We Play One. I think it's by Republica. You Ready to Go?
Ready to Go is on a lot of them, yeah.
That one. And then the typicals, too. I mean, some of those are typical.
Like a Song Number Two by Blur.
That one's on there, yeah.
And then what's the Hey song?
Rock and Roll Part Two by yes. Gary Glitter.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was on there. I'm trying to think. There's like 20 songs on there that are just, you associate them with 90s and 2000s sporting events.
Yeah.
It's like you go to games now and you don't hear those same songs, but they were perfect for that. And I don't know why they don't play those anymore. They're like cliche now.
Well, you get the whole stadium. Hey.
Yeah. Hey Ya was on there, yeah. Although that one's like borderline. I don't know that one was a big like arena song, but it was definitely a crowd song. I was trying to think of what else was on there. Let us know in the chat if there's others that you're like, oh, that one has to be on there or one that I should have had on there, and I'll let you know. But before we get to the top of the hour here, quick story. Again from the New York Post. Paranoid Kamala Harris aides held a mock soiree to practice her socializing skills.
I've heard this.
Have you?
Yes.
Can you believe that? Because I can. aides to then Vice President Kamala Harris were so paranoid about her navigating social events that they held a mock soiree, whatever that is, ahead of an intimate D.C. dinner party.
It's a practice dinner.
But listen to this. It was in the spring of 2022. This wasn't even part of the campaign. They just knew she was that bad.
Yeah.
Like, you're just bad at it. According to a new book detailing the dysfunction of the Biden administration. And then we go into, in Original Sin, co-authors Alex Thompson and Jake Tapper note that Harris advisors made it a literal dry run, deciding not to serve wine to see if the VP could practice with a glass or two. I mean, the poll today is about that book, and the more little things I read like that, I'm like, man, I kind of want to read that book. Yeah. Go ahead.
I remember hearing about this back. It was probably 2022, 2023.
Yeah, that's spring of 22.
Like, you know, on the deepest, darkest corners of right. X. But
you're a conspiracy theorist.
Do you really think that Kamala Harris, like, I don't believe, like, it's fun to joke about it. I don't believe that Kamala Harris is, like, stupid. I don't think you can get to where she got by being stupid. But, man, it's like she gets on the stage or in an event and she just locks up. And do you think it's like an anxiety thing, or what do you think her issue is? Because how do you?
It's a good question.
How do you do that?
I don't know. She's just not. This is the thing. It's fine to be the kind of person mm-hmm. who's not great at that stuff.
Yeah,
there are probably way more people who are not good at that stuff than people who are. But when you get to the stage that you're on, now the Vice President of the United States, and then running to be the president. You have to be good at that stuff. And I will say this, though, that Trump is unique in lots of ways. But one of them is that when he says something, he says it with 100% conviction that he is telling you the truth. And I've never seen anybody like that, because I'm always, I think most people are like this, trying to consider all the different ways in which what you're saying could be interpreted.
Right.
And he just doesn't seem to care.
No.
He is going to tell you, this is the way it is. And it's usually his opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And he's telling you it like it's fact. And he convinces you that he might be right.
He's a great communicator. And like, don't sit there and think for a minute that he's just doing that happenstance. It's everything that he does is calculated. I cannot abide.
But it's also him, though.
Yes.
Yes, it's calculated. I'm sure
but
he knows
who
what he's
he
doing.
Is.
But it's also just Donald Trump.
Yes.
I think he has the same conviction when talking about, you know, which bowling ball to use.
Yes.
It's just who he is.
But you can't do what he did without your personality being that. And so I think it's amazing. He's able to get right at the heart of who people are and to know how to move them And if he needs to, he can. So I, yeah.
People always think about what politicians will be like on the debate stage, but AOC is one of those that I don't even know what her debate style would be. It's more thinking about putting her foot in her mouth during the campaign, because she seems so easy to trip up with any, I don't even want to say hostile interview, but just an average interview that's not asking questions that are right down center lane for her. She would get so tripped up.
It's so different than what her her bread and butter is, which is just the whole Instagram, social media, live, I'm
and
talking to you.
And she's good
you.
At that.
Oh, she is amazing
she's
at that.
She's really good at that. And there is a populist left that I think has some energy still, but they pick such bad issues to campaign on and to hit, and they cannot figure out. I mean, the oligarchy tour, I'm sorry. Just looking at your jet fuel consumption, that just ruins your whole campaign, Bernie. Anyway, we'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.